Friday's demonstration is set to be the first large-scale protest organized by the North Carolina Association of Educators since 2019, when teachers similarly gathered in Raleigh to call for more public school resources. With people amassing in the Halifax Mall, the event is set to begin with speakers at 11 a.m. before rally-goers march around the General Assembly, State Capitol, and North Carolina Department of Public Instruction buildings. The NCAE rally is timed as the state legislature is considering a budget nearly 10 months behind. Lawmakers returned to Raleigh for a short session this month after last year's budget negotiations between Republican House and Senate leaders broke down and never got repaired. But one shared element is lower teacher pay and school funding than both education professionals and Democrats are asking for. Max Harmon, who works as a carpentry teacher at Jordan Matthews High School in Siler City, says he believes that is unacceptable.
The urgency could not be greater. We are actually at an existential moment in public schools in North Carolina.
Harmon is an organizer for the Chatham County Association of Educators and served on the steering committee for the upcoming NCAE rally.
Our legislators in this state for over a decade have literally been prioritizing corporate health over the health of our schools and the success of our students. And in terms of public school funding effort, which is to say the amount of money that the state provides to our schools relative to the size of our actual state's economy, we're actually dead last in the entire nation. And that should be a disgrace to everybody who cares about the future of North Carolina.
It's not just teachers and staff who are set to march in Raleigh. Plenty of public education supporters will be among the crowd, with different advocacy groups helping organize their own turnout. That includes Public Schools Strong of Orange County, the local chapter of a statewide initiative whose mission is to build the collective strength of public school families. Lynn Carswell, a coordinator for the local group and parent of Orange County Schools graduates, says broader participation in Friday's rally helps take pressure off educators and show community willingness to invest in public ed systems.
The message we want to give to the legislators is that it's not just teachers who are there to advocate for better pay. It is families and community members who are, by the way, voters who find it unacceptable that a budget hasn't been passed, for one thing, and so they haven't received the raises that they were already entitled to.
Without those raises, Harmon says public school teachers who want to stay in classrooms are having to look at new careers. Between the relatively low pay scale, the rising cost of living, and increases in state health insurance costs, he says many school employees simply can't afford to do the job, even if they want to. It's gotten to the point, the Jordan Matthews teacher says, where there is no excuse that the legislators are uninformed on the public school's circumstances. He says they are making an intentional choice to let them suffer. That means there's a massive disconnect between the state decision makers and the state's public school teachers who want to help all children get an education.
I think that is the fundamental idea that underlies public education. And we have leaders right now at the state level and at the federal level who do not believe that, who I think very explicitly believe that actually only, you know, some families' kids should get good educations. And I think basically on every level, it's a reflection of the prioritization of the few at the expense of the many. And I think it runs entirely contrary to what we believe in public education.
And for people who believe the changes to public schools do not affect them, Carswell says they likely are already feeling or seeing impacts on other public services.
Because when the state doesn't meet its funding responsibilities, counties have to cover a larger share of the cost of public education. And this can mean higher property taxes, less money for other important community needs, and more cuts to schools that are already struggling. And good public schools are essential to our communities because families want to live and raise their children where schools are strong, and businesses want to be in places with educated workers and good schools. So even if you're not directly involved in the schools or have teachers that you're supporting, it's in your best interest to go and support the teachers.
While the rally is framed as an attempt to push state legislators to reverse course, Harmon says he hopes it will spur all North Carolinians to commit to better supporting public schools. And that could start, he adds, with holding elected officials accountable.
We actually believe that the supermajority of people in North Carolina value their kids' future in education over corporate welfare and corporate bank accounts. We believe that this action is what's necessary to drag this moral disgrace into the light of day so that North Carolinians can actually make informed choices and that we can have a state leadership. If this one is unwilling to put our kids first, we can have a state leadership after November that actually reflects the priorities of people in this state.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.